interest to push it under the rug?
No. Not sure not. Because if you do that, why, then it's just going to fall on you. That would be, this would be something which would be so terribly unjust. This would be something that would be, or for a number of other reasons. On the contrary, I'll take a break. Forthright. Nothing to hide. Position reinforced by clear present policies prohibiting the use of these things altogether.
Well, is that policy in effect now?
No, it's not. We've got a pretty strong statement in the thing we filed up in the Supreme Court today on it. But what's happened is that you have your June 30, 65 memo out. I didn't even see the thing this spring. I saw mention of it through Pearson way back yonder. Asked for a copy, we didn't seem to have any. But the memo is very, it's all right on wiretap. Not outstanding on wiretap, but when you get to the other, it's, in my judgment, wholly inadequate. It says, shall not use anything illegal or doesn't have a decent regard for the rights of others.
Who wrote that, you know?
That's just like preaching the Bible. That's,
who wrote
that? I really don't.
Didn't Nick write it?
I don't know. I don't know what, I think I've heard him say that he had, that he was consulted by and participated in, I just don't know. But that's, that was a long time ago. That was June 30, 1965. After that, about August or later, Fred Vinson had a draft of some regulations that would govern all the government agencies. Apparently, they've been jockeying back and forth with those till this spring, and then we started polishing them up this spring, and we got into some disagreements about whether you permit guys to put little recorders on themselves to corroborate personal interviews, things like that. Never were able to come out with anything. Nothing ever came out of justice. I've never laid a pencil on that, and the department just completely bypassed my office. But now you've got, as far as the FBI is concerned, got the instruction last year, some date that I've never been able to determine. It may have been before July. It said today is before July. Talking about this memorandum before June 30, which requires the approval of the Attorney General in every instance.
Bugging or wiretapping or anything.
Yeah. Well, not too clear about the anything, but on microphones, generally, where a trespass is concerned, at least, and on wiretapping. It's probably also confined to national security cases, but the rub is several fold. First, what is a national security case? And, there's at least one out, or has been. The reason came, I just kept seeing these memos, and I finally went upstairs one day and said, I think there must be a wiretap on this guy. And, at that time, I was told there wasn't. A couple of months later, I saw more of these things. I went upstairs and said, look, I think there must be a wiretap on this guy. And I was told at that time there was. And, I mentioned that lot to you one time. If that were public knowledge, why it would really expose it. It just lose confidence of the Negroes, the civil rights movement, peace seekers, people all over the world. Put on, at least by the predecessor attorney general, I say, although volunteers that he had anything to do with it or anything about it, I'm sure, and I don't know whether they got any written record on him on that or not. That's just an illustration of the dimension of the problem you get into. There's also been at least one since then on a lawyer. One of these memos Mr. Hoover sent back over had a copy of it.
What lawyer?
Oh, I don't, a lawyer I'd never heard of, and he was, it may have been, although I'm not sure at all, so it's always dangerous whether it's a fact or not, it may have been that he was involved as a principal rather than a lawyer.
Well now, what makes you think that any predecessor attorney general would necessarily know about the wiretap on a Negroes, supposed to know. Why couldn't Deke DeLoach or Hoover then put them on that neck or Kennedy or Rogers, anybody else know that?
They could. If it was a wiretap, it would presumably be a direct violation of a recognized outstanding instruction.
Well, if it
I think it is a wiretap, I'm not sure.
If it was late. But not necessarily if it was back there in 60 years.
Well, I don't think it goes back anything like that. I don't think it goes back to...
I think it existed when that came in.
I think it may have been existing in November 63, but I don't think it was existing before 61.
No, I think that's right. I think that's right.
See, but if they don't have him in writing on that, then it's just really better watch. I don't know whether they do or not.
They don't have it on in writing, I'm sure. I think they just proceeded under this general authority. And they know that he knows it.
Well, that's just not enough. That's something that's as dangerous as that. We might say, in a sense, we were lucky in the Black case. Because we have to have him in writing there, pretty close to it.
How does he have him in writing in the Black case? I thought they just had him in writing in some general case.
Well, I overstated. I'd say they're pretty close to it. They do have him in writing in this sense. But there were two memos sent to him. Fred B. Black, or whatever his name is. Anti-racketeering, April 5 and April 9. The information contained in both of the memos was taken from the microphone. Memos were both from the director to Attorney General Kennedy. One of them had written on it, I've never seen it, but this is what I'm told, and I'm sure true, and I'm also sure that enough people know it that it's very difficult to hear. It has written on it in Bob Kennedy's handwriting something to the effect, let's stay on top of this. Now, the memo on its face does not say the information there was taken from a microphone. It says it uses the terminology that they frequently use when it's from such a source, though, they say from a, what is that word? A highly sensitive source with known reliability. So, he's pretty close to in writing. So. We didn't have him on the other, though, my God. Of course, I think we ought to get the other one off, I just don't think. Very very clearly, I didn't think that he said he's going to get off as soon as he can. That's very dangerous.
Is that what he says now?
I haven't talked to him about it lately. That's what he said last time I talked to him. That's an unpleasant subject, aren't you?
Now, the court's not going to be this memo is that fuzzy. They're going to come back and ask make you to the Attorney General you when this stuff is filed, won't they?
That's hard to predict. I don't think they will. I rather think that... See, this last order they had was extraordinary. I've watched the Supreme Court for a long time. I never saw anything like it. And, therefore, you just don't, I just don't really expect them to enlarge on it. I do think that I was very much concerned about Thurgood Marshall. We got a big investment in him. We got a lot of riding on him. And a lawyer can take over that thing and just make it look awful. So this doesn't withstand legal analysis. I don't think that they will, I think it's pretty unlikely that they will be really aggressive about it. One thing, I rather think that they were upset about a whole bunch of things at about the same time when the May 24 memo was filed. See, they just had the Hoffa thing, and they were sick of that. Some of these others, they just said, "Oh, by God, we're going to just expose this thing. That's the best way to get rid of it. These guys keep doing this in cases. Here we're sitting here wasting our time on them because they violate people's constitutional rights. We don't find out about these cases, so we're just going to expose it to the light." And they wrote that little order. They've got all summer to cool off. They won't be acting until October unless there's something ordinary happen, and by that time they'll have all these other cases piling in on them, and this will be a, they about beat this horse to death, and then they bring the cops and speculation on it. I think they may well send it back to a trial court and tell him to try and figure it all out. They may appoint a master in their own court. I doubt that they will engage further in direct inquiry.
Who's going to be looking after me in this? Protecting my legal interests. Keeping developing, loading my book. I've told them every time I've talked to them, the Attorney General and Ed Hoover and everybody else, that I don't want any wiretaps or microphone taps or any other eavesdropping. I just think it's bad. Stop.
Well, I think you just got to make it clear to them and demand that they perform. Try to do that.
This is bothering him. He's trying to question.
Bob Kennedy?
Yeah.
It's bothering him.